Blackstone Publishing presents The Lost Family, How DNA Testing is Upending Who We Are, by Libby Copeland. This book is read by Cindy Kay. For Dan, always. Prologue. This is the story of a woman named Alice, but it is also the story of a man named Jason, and a woman named Jackie, and a whole host of people you haven't yet met, but who could be you. This is about the countless people who have seen ads for at-home DNA tests and, eager to learn about their ancestral heritage, perhaps, decided those tests look like fun, and got more than they expected. It could be that there's a fundamental fact about you, or about your family's past, that you don't yet know, and that will change the way you think about truth and family and who you are. The only thing standing between you and the discovery of this story is that DNA test. If the hundreds of Americans I've spoken with are any guide, before you take such a test, you're unlikely to think there's any such disruptive fact in your family history. Even if you know there's a statistical possibility that you'll discover something surprising, you're unlikely to expect the statistics will apply to you. The problem is, it is impossible to say, in the absence of the inkling of any such surprise, whether or not you'll be better off for knowing this information. And once you know it, it's too late. I came to think of the community of people I encountered researching this book as seekers. They are people obsessed with figuring out just what's in their genes. Not everyone who orders a direct-to-consumer DNA test qualifies as one, though a lot of folks who enter into this casually find themselves unexpectedly captivated by questions they never thought to ask, questions posed by the DNA itself. At-home DNA testing is sometimes called recreational, to distinguish it from genetic tests that are ordered by doctors. But its implications can be far more profound than the term recreational implies. The seekers generally fall into one of three categories. Some started out as avid genealogists. Before they ever ordered a DNA kit, they were already subscribers to the vast stores of genealogical records at Ancestry.com. Some had already flown out to the Mormon-run Family History Library in Salt Lake City, Utah, and spent a week there, camped out, up to their ears in old church records on microfilm. For these people,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?